All right, guys, let's welcome Dom and Sam from Ithaca to NewPodHereNotFest.com. Guys, how we doing?
Yeah, doing okay. Warm.
Like, warm?
It's a lot warmer here than it is in the UK. Like,
yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. My God. I'm sweating.
Sweating, yeah. Definitely welcome to the south. Welcome to the humidity.
Yeah,
you know, it's always like 100 degrees and 100% humidity, so you can just swim through the air at this point.
For sure. Yeah, we're loving it. It's great.
Well, is this the first date of the Y'all Fear Us tour?
Yeah, it is. It's first date of the tour.
Of the U.S. part.
Yeah, and the first time we've ever been in the States. So, yeah, pretty huge. A big first show as well.
Right, but, yeah, it's a crazy first show to have in the States. Just kind of talk about how the show went. I mean, you guys literally off stage right into this seat here. So kind of talk about first reaction.
Yeah, I mean, to be really super honest with people, because I feel like bands don't tend to be honest. Like, we had a bit of a rough one today, to be honest, because we had, like, a lot of technical difficulties, and we kind of, it was really tough. And, like, we really wanted to come, and we've also got, like, a fill-in drummer, because we had, like, visa problems, but we wanted to fight to come here anyway. So, look, it was a tough one. We kind of ate shit a little bit, to be pretty honest. But, like, also the crowd were incredible. They were so nice to us. They were really supportive, and we'll be back. You know what I mean? We've got to come back stronger. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's one thing with this festival, too, is even if you guys were, like, the first band of the day, there's still a giant crowd.
That's cool.
Like, going to shows and festivals, as a kid, some of those early in the day bands, they might get, 100, 200 people, but even here, thousands of people still.
Yeah, like big people straight away, which is amazing, Maybe it would have been nice to have a few less people watch us fail a little bit, but it's nice. It seems like such a good vibe as well, like the whole festival. We're going to have a wander around the site in a minute, but it looks so cool.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys are on a pretty big day today. You know, Avenged Sevenfold, Pantera's here today. I mean, it's a good day to be here.
Nice.
So the album They Fear Us, man. I put it on not really knowing what I was gonna get, man, and I absolutely loved it. The female vocals there. Good screams, good singing. Like, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised, and it sounded great.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
So, just tell me, the kind of the nuts and bolts of the album, like where are you guys coming from on They Fear Us and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I think like the overall theme of the album is the idea of like standing in your truth, if that doesn't sound a bit too like wishy-washy. It's about like healing from trauma. So like a lot of us went through some quite traumatic things. Then we had the pandemic and all this kind of stuff. And like in metal, there's a lot of like nihilism. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of rage. But for us, we're a band that wants to take those emotions and channel them into something positive.
Right.
And what that really means is like actually telling people that like it is possible to heal from your trauma and actually like doing the inner work, going to the very pit in yourself and coming back out the other side. Like it's worth it. It's possible. And you will rebuild, That's the message. So, that's what it's about.
Okay. Yeah, and this will kind of tie into the nu metal side of it, growing up, listening to nu metal, and the getting into Korn early, I was, we might be around the same age. I was right in, 14, 15 when that first Korn album came out. And before that, it was grunge and hair metal, and I was listening to a little bit of that stuff. But, like, Korn really showed that you could be emotional and still be heavy and not be like laughed at, because if Poison came out with a song talking about their daddy, they'd be like, what are they talking about? Let's get back to partying. But a bands like Korn and Deftones kind of brought the emotion kind of into music.
Yeah, I think that's why it like resonated with people so much, especially like the younger audience. Why it appealed to them is because it's like everyone's so angsty.
Yeah.
They just want to say, fuck the world, and, like mosh in their bedroom, and like all the nu metal bands are really bringing that, which is great. But it was a weird thing, because I remember, like, when those new metal bands were coming out, like, if you're a metalhead, like, a metalhead, you'd just, like, shit on them constantly. And now, like, the real metalheads are, like, really into, Slipknot and Korn and stuff. They can headline festivals like this, which is great. Like, hopefully it means that some of that elitism's dying off. But I remember, like, people would try and, like, beat me up wearing a Slipknot hoodie and stuff if I went to like, a Metallica show.
That's Metallica show. That's crazy. Just kind of growing up and really getting into Korn, Deftones, Limp Bizkit, all that stuff, it was funny how divided it was. And then, like you're saying, now you can go and see Slipknot, Metallica, Korn, Deftones, everybody all playing together, intermingling, and it doesn't seem so, so far-fetched from each other to be a fan of everything and not just
one thing. True, although I guess I would say, like, the Family Values tour was, like, they had hip-hop influence, right? And, like, actually, in some ways, I feel like metalheads these days like it's coming back, but there was a time when like we stopped doing that, and it's like, why won't hip, like we should have hip hop artists at festivals like this. I think like there's a festival in the UK called Outbreak, which is a hardcore festival, and they had like Death Grips, JPEG Mafia, like those are the, like we were all making the same sort of sound, right? So yeah, I think we need to re-embrace that spirit that new metal really
has. It's pretty great. Like Ice Cube played here a couple of years ago, and it was one of the, and like you know, it was like right in the middle of the day, right, you know, and one of the best sets of the day, and everybody was into it because we all listened to
it. The energy, man.
That's Yeah. So, kind of talk about, you know, the new metal coming to the UK. I mean, I know there's a lot of great new metal bands, but like some of the bands from the States, the Roadrunner bands that kind of got big, and Korn and all those guys, kind of how did you guys come across them over in the UK?
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like they were all like big labels behind them, so they had like a big budget, so obviously it was coming on the TV and everything like that. So at the time, like, I don't think there was much of a delay between it like happening in the States and happening in the UK. Like, I remember going and buying the Slipknot self-titled CD, having to take a coach to another city to go and get it in the HMV that was going to get it, like, on the day it came out. But then, like, a few months later, or like whenever Infest came out, the Papa Roach album, that was like number one in Woolworths, which was like our chain shop. So and that was like the number one CD in there. And you know, like Iowa was number one in the UK and that sort of stuff. It like, it blew up and it was like, it crossed over. So it wasn't just like metalheads and like punk kids and stuff who were into it. You had like just all the popular kids and stuff were still like jamming Linkin Park and stuff. So it's,
There was that weird moment of time like with TRL here in the States, where like the top 10 videos would
shout
be like
Carson Daly,
would be like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Korn, Limp Bizkit, Lincoln. It was like they were all fighting for the top positions. I wish you know, that music would kind of, I wish kind of the heavier stuff would kind of get back into the mainstream like that.
For sure.
So what's the kind of the next, you know, few months look like for Ithaca?
Well, we got this. We're playing the US. Then over in the UK, we're going to play the album all the way through, do a really big show, make a big thing of it, like have all the instruments that we had on the album, like make a really big show. We're going to record that, hopefully, like put it out as a video. And then next year, back to festivals, just back to kind of writing, really, like album four. How many? No, three.
Album
three.
I forgot. We're skipping album three.
You can tell I'm doing really great today. Exactly. Straight to four. Yeah, writing album three, basically. That's the next big project, which we're super excited about. We've already kind of started, and it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's very cool.
And I love the Y'all Fear Us.
Yeah, man. Y'all Fear Us. And y'all do. Y'all Fear Us.
Especially here in Kentucky, that's definitely a saying, the y'all.
How are y'all? I heard that on the plane. As soon as I heard someone on the plane being like, are y'all okay? Do y'all need a Coke Zero? I was like, I've arrived. This is sick.
We have made it to America.
Yeah.
Well, Dom, Sam, Ithaca, thanks for taking some time here at Knotfest.com.
Pleasure, man.
New pod podcast.
Thank you.